Next Tuesday is the feast day of Thomas Aquinas, patron saint of education. Thomas was the greatest medieval philosopher and theologian, and one of the most influential Christian thinkers of all time. He was a 13th century Dominican friar and priest, born the younger son of Italian nobility in his family's castle in the county of Aquino, hence his last name, Aquinas, in the Kingdom of Sicily. His parents wanted Thomas to become a Benedictine monk and abbot, but instead he chose to join the Dominican order of friars. Monks remained cloistered in a monastery, withdrawn from the world. Friars, however, traveled with no fixed home, devoted to preaching and teaching everywhere. Now, there are two orders of friars, Franciscans, who take a mystical approach and see God as love, and Dominicans, who saw God as truth and emphasize scholarship, reason, and logic. Thomas's parents were opposed to his choice and actually kept him prisoner for a year in their castle. His brothers even resorted to hiring a prostitute to seduce him. According to the official records, Thomas drove her away wielding a burning log from the fireplace. His parents gave up and let him escape. Thomas went to Paris and then Cologne to study. Because he was heavyset and had a shy, quiet demeanor, his fellow students mocked him, nicknaming him the dumb ox, bos mutus in Latin. Mutus means mute, silent, not stupid. Thomas was indeed brilliant and would eventually end up as papal theologian, a lecturer on scripture and theology at the Vatican. Thomas Aquinas is most famous for synthesizing Christianity with Aristotelian philosophy. Christianity had always been based more on Plato's idealism, but Aristotle focused on the pursuit of knowledge through observation and analysis. He's often called the first scientist. Thomas's main ideas are, first of all, we should use both faith and reason to know God. He believed God's existence could be proven with logic and reason, and actually developed 5 proofs based on observation of the natural world. For example, the created world exists, so there must be a creator. Things move, so there must be a prime mover. He believed we can experience salvation by using our reason to understand the truth about God. Second, all things come from God and return to God. In returning to God, we become like Christ, who assumed human nature so we could share in his divinity. We can participate in the eternal exchange of knowing and loving among the Trinity. We can experience true communion with God through the divine presence in our souls. Third, God reveals himself through nature, so to study nature is to study God. Fourth, humans are born with a moral compass, and we are naturally inclined towards the good. This idea is called natural law and inspired the founders of our country. For nearly 10 years, Thomas worked on his most famous book, the Summa Theologica, a summary not just of Christian theology, but of all the ideas from the Bible and the Church Fathers, plus the pagan philosophers and even Jewish and Muslim thinkers. Then, when he was nearly 50, Thomas experienced an ecstatic, mystical vision of God. After that, he refused to write anymore, leaving his great work unfinished. He said, "All that I have written seems like straw to me, trivial and insignificant, compared with the direct perception of God he had just experienced." Thomas died 6 months later, on March 7th, 1274. Originally buried in Italy, his body was moved to Toulouse in France, to the Mother Church of the Dominican Order. Normally, saints' feast days are celebrated on the date of their death, their reunion with God. But since March 7th usually falls in Lent, his memorial was moved to the January date of the reburial of his bones in a shrine in Toulouse. So that's why we're honoring him now. Some churchmen opposed Thomas's philosophy, fearing that reason might undermine faith. But in the 16th century, the Pope proclaimed Aquinas a doctor of the church and ranked him with the four great Latin fathers, Ambrose, Augustine, Jerome, and Gregory. I've always resisted studying Thomas because I never thought we needed logic to prove God. I know God mainly by prayer and mystic experience. However, all my life I've been both a teacher and a student, so I realize I must honor this patron saint of education. Thank you.